September is almost here, and with it heralds the arrival of the 55th Hope Brigade Days, which kicks off Friday, September 6th at 4 p.m., and will carry on until Sunday, September 8th, at 7 p.m. Taking place once again at the 6th Avenue Fairgrounds, this year's festivities will have plenty of entertainment to delight and wow both new and long-term attendees. The three-day festival will have a mix of free events and events that require a wristband, and guests will get to enjoy shows, a midway, live music, and plenty of good food. This also includes the first-time inclusion of a pro wrestling match performance on Saturday, September 7th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Kids really love it, wrestling, so we thought we'd give it a try this year. And hopefully it brings people to the Sports Bowl, said Lori Isbister, the president of the Brigade Days Committee. It's live pro wrestling, and actual wrestlers will be setting up their wrestling ring and doing their performance. They have their own announcer and music. So, it'll be good. In addition to the wrestling show, attendees will also get the chance to enjoy some fan favorites such as Hippie Mike's skate park event on Friday, the Dirty Money Truck Show on Friday and Saturday, and the motorsports events on Friday and Sunday. The Ken James Rip-Off Saloon, with live music from Appaloosa with Robert Rowan, will also be around for all 3 days. The Seattle Cossacks have been invited back and will be performing in the Grande Parade and doing 2 shows on Saturday, the first on Wallace Street at 10 a.m. and the second on Kaukaua Lake Road at 1:30 p.m. On that note, everyone's favorite Envision Financial Grande Parade will take place on Saturday, at 11 a.m., in downtown Hope and will include floats from Hope locals, businesses, and organizations. Shooting Star Amusements is also back and will be on site, along with the Food Truck Alley. There will be 14 food trucks this year, and the Briggy Bazaar, which includes 50 vendors, all weekend. According to Isbister, Brigade Days guests should also expect face painting on Sunday and roaming entertainment on Saturday. Hope locals have been buzzing with excitement over Canadian rock band Trooper, who will be performing on Saturday at 8 p.m., with the Tom Petty tribute band Perfectly Petty opening for them. Speaking of the band, Isbister said that Trooper fans should keep an eye out for a Brigade Days raffle of a wooden bear statue carved by local chainsaw woodcarver Hanu Ilirusi. The bear, which is 6 feet tall, is holding a guitar signed by Trooper members. All proceeds from the raffle will go towards the Adult Daycare Program and the Fraser Canyon Hospice Society, FCHS. Last year, we auctioned off a bench in the Sports Bowl on Sunday. We raised money and the Brigade Days Committee doubled up on that. And Lori gave the Fraser Canyon Lodge the money, Ilirusi said. They sent me a little thank you card, with all the signatures from the people staying there. So this year, I'm doing a bear. And I'm hoping to raise around $5,000. But we'll raise as much as we can. And by doing a raffle, it gives everyone a chance to win it. Starting Friday, August 30th, tickets for the raffle, which are $2, will be sold at the Silver Creek Travel Center. Tickets will also be available during Hope Brigade Days, and the winner of the raffle will be announced on Sunday. Beginning in 1968, Hope Brigade Days originally started as a community event to celebrate the end of a successful tourist season. Today, it is an annual tradition enjoyed by both locals and visitors, new and old. While many of the events are free, a few require gateway admission or wristbands, which can be bought at Fortin's in Hope and Chilliwack, Pharmasave in Hope, and at the Silver Creek Travel Center. One-day passes are also available online. For a full schedule of the events, see page 5 of this week's paper or online at www.brigadedays.com.